USA News, I'm Lance Prime. The judge overseeing presidential candidate Donald Trump's alleged federal election case is expected to set a trial date today. Trump's legal team has requested to postpone the trial until 2026 due to the size of the paperwork. The Justice Department has pushed back on that, requesting and arguing it would deny the public its right for a speedy trial. Special Counsel Jack Smith's office is pushing for a January 2024 start in what Trump and other lawmakers are calling election interference. The Pentagon is investigating after a deadly weekend for U.S. Marines. During a training exercise in Australia yesterday, an Osprey aircraft with 23 on board crashed, killing three and injuring several others. Last year, in two separate crashes, nine Marines died, also in Osprey aircraft. The corruption prosecutor in Ukraine that Joe Biden got fired, or Ukraine wouldn't get $1 billion of your tax money, says it's the Bidens that are corrupt.
Former Ukrainian prosecutor Viktor Shokin accusing President Biden, his son Hunter, and Burisma of corruption. Shokin tracked down and interviewed by Fox News host Brian Kilmeade. Shokin claims he was poisoned twice by his enemies who've been trying to silence him. Shokin, who is 70 years old, says he was fired for investigating Burisma, the Ukrainian gas company where Hunter Biden served on the board. In a clip from 2018, then Vice President Biden admitting Ukraine would not be getting $1 million from the United States if the prosecutor wasn't fired. The Biden White House maintains Shokin is the person who is corrupt. I'm Laura Winters.
It should be noted Joe Biden's son Hunter was on the board of directors that Shokin was investigating for corruption. Thanks for listening. Lance Pry, USA News.
You said 1,500 hours.
Dax's hangar flies high thanks to his military precision. He wants to land some aircraft mechanics, preferably with a military background.
Okay, I wasn't aware of any timeline.
Cancel. Stand by for new assignments.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Our hiring platform instantly connects you with quality candidates, and you can schedule and conduct virtual interviews right from the Indeed dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Now your ideas don't have to wait. Now they have everything they need to come to life. Dell Technologies and Intel are creating technology that loves ideas, loves expanding your business, evolving your passions. We push what technology can do, so great ideas can happen right now. Find out how to bring your ideas to life at Dell.com. Welcome to Now.
A hurricane is expected to make landfall in Florida this week.
Forecasters say Idalia will strengthen into a hurricane with the potential for 100-mile-per-hour winds. The worst is expected north of Tampa.
But these things can shift. There's still some uncertainty out there. So please just heed the warnings of your local officials. Continue to watch the news.
Governor Ron DeSantis issued a state of emergency for 33 Gulf Coast counties. The National Hurricane Center's Jamie Rome says heavy rain will be felt well beyond the Sunshine State.
That's Georgia, South Carolina, and North Carolina, even reaching into South Side Virginia.
The Cat 2 hurricane could lead to outages, especially around Tallahassee, DeSantis said. I'm Jerry Barmesh.
President Biden is warning a new round of mandatory COVID shots could be coming your way.
While vacationing in Lake Tahoe, President Biden announced his intention to seek extra financial support from Congress to advance the creation of a new COVID-19 vaccine, hinting that it may be required for all Americans.
Not decided finally yet. Tentatively, it is recommended that it will likely be recommended that everybody get, no matter what they got.
The Associated Press reported that experts anticipate the formulation of an upgraded COVID-19 vaccine targeting a specific variant of the Omicron strain referred to as XBB.1.5. This new vaccine represents a departure from the current combination shots. I'm John Schaefer.
Lance Pry, we are USA News.
Right now at Wendy's, when you buy either a Dave's single, spicy chicken sandwich, medium frosty, or 10-piece nuggets, you can get another for just a buck. Your dollar never tasted so good. So it's obvious what everyone will get, right?
Definitely nuggets.
Spicy
and
chicken
a
sandwich,
Dave's single, and a frosty for me.
And a frosty. Okay, who said frosty and a frosty? Pick your obvious choice. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's, buy one, get one for a buck.
Limited time only. Price participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined with a combo or any other offer.